Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Is there any victory in the house tonight? Hallelujah, an open triumph in your face, devil. It don't get no better than this. What kind of church is this? It's an apostolic church. It's an aisle running, hand clapping, foot stomping, devil choking. Apostolic Church, my, so good to be here tonight. You may be seated. You'll be back up. I know you folks very well. You'll be back up. I know you apostolic folks. Your pastor invests thousands of dollars on pews, and amen, you hardly ever use them. Amen. So good to be here in SCORE 2004. Appreciate so much the invitation. What an honor. What a privilege. We highly esteem Elder Bass. Amen. Highly esteem him and count it such a privilege. Thank you for the invitation. So good. And to meet so many new faces, new acquaintance, brethren, preachers of the gospel. Appreciate so much and value the fellowship. Man, good preaching we have heard from last night. Afternoon, morning, noon. Amen. What a blessing. We thank you, Elder Bass and Life Tabernacle. What a display. Amen. What a display of love and labor. The accommodations, the amen, effort that you have put into making this such a comfortable, beautiful, spirit-filled event. Thank you for the room, the bountiful basket. And all the goodies, kind things. Appreciate so much being here. Amen. I appreciate the ministering brethren, and I do wish any one of them, I'd rather any one of them be up here right now. And I would be so glad for my seat. Amen. Over there, preaching you on. Oh, I enjoyed the good preaching we have heard in this conference. Hadn't it been top notch? Apostolic. Amen. It's all been so good. Man, gotta. I believe we found the mind of God for this service tonight. Preached from here before. This verse of scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So glad my wife was able to come with me. We rescued her from a frozen tundra in the Midwest. Let her come out here to thaw out. Amen. You precious folks. Thank you, Elder Bass, all of you, all you've done. So good being here. How many is going to help the preacher tonight? How many is going to help the preacher preach? Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll begin reading at verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning to read it. Verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, don't feel no ways tired, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. From verse 3, we'll extract our thought. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. God, help us tonight. If you'll help the preacher, like to preach for about 9 hours real fast. Amen. On this thought, are you lost? Are you lost? Could you give the Lord another good hand clap and I'll get comfortable. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. For just a couple of seconds. Amen. 1,001. 1,002. Oh, yeah, that was long enough. I was getting flashbacks to those old days. I mean, glad to be in this apostolic truth tonight. I mean, he's glad this glorious, the light of the glorious gospel shone on you one glorious day in your life. And it's not here to us tonight. Thank God we know the truth, and the truth has made us free. We're not bound in this service tonight. No pressure here in this apostolic environment. We're right at home tonight, Elder Mead. Amen. You can look at me if you want to, but I'm at home. I'm going to have church. I didn't come here to be seen. But first, we would see Jesus. Amen. I want to worship him somewhere in this service tonight. I want to feel the touch of the Shekinah glory that could change my life. Amen. Thank God for the glorious gospel we preach tonight. Amen. You may be seated. We're not ashamed of this gospel. This gospel is the power of God. It'll take you out of the crack house and bring you into God's house. You quit running the streets and you'll start running the aisles. Amen. Haven't seen too much owl running around here. It's better than running the streets. Hallelujah. I'd rather see a whole bunch of holy rollers running around the church house. I'd rather dance in God's house than the finest discos, barroom, dance hall that this world has manufactured. Thank God for the glorious gospel. We're not ashamed of having church. God's not dead and neither is his church. Man, you may be seated. You'll be back up. Watch. I'm going to test if I'm a true prophet or not. I'll see if you get back up or not. Somebody get up real quick before I lose count. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm a true prophet. No. Amen. Are you lost? Thank God we're in the house of God tonight. Man, we're not ashamed of this gospel. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. We died in repentance at an apostolic altar. That man of God buried us in water. A watery grave of baptism in Jesus' name. Not the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but in the name that's above every name. The saving name. And neither is there salvation in any other. God miraculously filled us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Now, it wasn't very long after that we began to sing that song. It was Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Not lost anymore. Not confused anymore. Not bound anymore. Thank God for the gospel. Amen. May be seated. This gospel will change your life in just one touch of glory. Amen. Amen. One touch of the Holy Ghost, I cut my afro. Chop it up. They're coming back in style. Amen. Hang on to your ties. They'll come back in style. Don't give them to God anyway. Praise God. Amen. This Holy Ghost will change you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new. Thank God for that glorious gospel. If it didn't change you, you didn't get the real Holy Ghost. If this Holy Ghost didn't take the sin out of your heart, you didn't get this. You haven't been born again. You still got that nature of Adam inside of you. You still have that sin problem. You get this real Holy Ghost. Only one way to get it. There's only one Holy Ghost and one way to get the one Holy Ghost. For by one Spirit are we all baptized in the one body. There's one Holy Ghost and there's one church and there's one way to get the one Holy Ghost that it gets into the one church. The Holy Ghost, you make me see. This is the best thing ever. It's still the best thing ever happened to me. Better than any drug I ever ingested, digested. Better than any alcoholic beverage this world can produce. Man, better than anything this world has to offer. Better than heroin. Better than crack cocaine. Better than sniffing cocaine. Better than anything you can think of. This Holy Ghost will change a life. Oh, brotherhood, and God filled me with the Holy Ghost. I didn't come and just sit on the pew like I was doing God a favor by showing up to church. But I knew I was a privileged individual to come to the house of God to know what I know. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. And blessed are your ears, for they hear. Not everyone. Text I read to you speaks of a group of people that are blind to this glorious gospel. They can't see this glorious gospel. Being saved, and I come in the church, you got the Holy Ghost. I'm going to sit up close, as close to the front as I can get. And I know everybody can't sit up here. So I'm not pot shotting at anybody in the back. As long as you're feeling God back there. As long as you're not going to sleep. I see hands up in the back. Praise God. You can sit in the back and be up front. Just like you can be up front and be in the back. Praise God. But let's just magnify God no matter where we're at tonight. Yeah, we almost got it. I was going to come early and leave late. It's going to be one of the first ones there and get me a front row seat. It's going to be the best Christian that this world had ever seen. Because can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. I want to get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. Haven't lost that desire in 25 years. I'm still trying to get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. Not looking for a reason not to come to church. I want to go to more church, more conferences. Isn't it? You see that new convert mentality? Sitting in Bible study. And my pastor was preaching about David being a man after God's own heart. He got to preaching and teaching about David being a man after God's own heart. I'm telling you tonight, in passing here, if there's not a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, a desire in you that's so passionate, amen, it just drives you and propels you to get as close to God as you can get, you're on your way out of the church. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. You won't stay neutral. If you're not gaining ground, you're losing ground. You need to draw nigh unto God so He can draw nigh unto you. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You're on your way out. You come to the dinner table and it's smelling so good in here, and you can turn your nose up to what God's doing. You're a sick person. You need to be fed intravenously by the Holy Ghost. You're in ICU tonight. We got to get you out of there. Are you lost? Are you lost? Is
there still that burning desire in you? Have you lost your first love feeling?
I'd get on that front row. You wasn't going to keep me in the pew. Holy Ghost buzzing in me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. That preacher gets to preaching, I'm going to be up preaching. We call it getting ugly with it. There's too many pretty folks in Pentecost. This is not a beauty pageant. It's the Score Conference. You need to learn to get ugly with it. You're not near as pretty as the devil told you you were. Young men, I wouldn't pay a girl attention if she couldn't shout that glory down. If those bobby pins don't fly, she needs to pray through. Get rid of that spirit of vanity, that Satan. This is a glorious gospel. Got good news.
Maybe see, I couldn't
really dance in the world. My mom's European, my dad's Chicagoan. I think when it came to the dancing, I got more European than I got Chicagoan in me. That's why I thank God for an apostolic church. I can just make up my own dance. I ain't got to show nobody nothing. You look at me any way you want to. If I really turn loose, they're going to talk about me. They're going to talk about you anyway, sweetheart. I say, let's just give them something to talk about. Let's just give them something to talk about. What kind of a dance was that? It was a victory dance. Everybody in here can dance.
You see now, I came to church. Oh, it's going to be 9 hours tonight. I can feel it. I can feel it. I used to try to play those things out in the world. It didn't matter what kind of music it was. If it made noise, I liked it. I played in discos, supper clubs, nightclubs, bar rooms, country and western. I played it all. And everywhere I went, somebody was dancing. Played in the country and western club.
Swing your partner round and round. Don't be throwing away.
Man, the disco. Hey, watch them cameras now. Played in supper clubs with the elite. Now you get the Holy Ghost. What happened to your dance? Dancing don't belong in the world. It belongs in the church. Praise Him in a dance. The world stole the dance. Don't tell me you can't worship God. You're just not hungry tonight. You're not thirsty. You're elected in your own mind. baby. See that? I'm just going to get ugly with it. Now, I hope my shirt tail comes out. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Mess my hair up. I'm shouting my hair down already. Praise God, but I knew where I was sitting. I was in heavenly place. I was sitting in the best place in that city. Man, still here 25 years later. Friend said it's just a phase he's going through. I'm still phasing. And when that trumpet sounds, I'm going to phase on out of here. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. If he can come back with a shout, I can get out of here with a shout. You're not too pretty to shout. You're not too important to worship. You want to be a man or a woman after God's heart? Pastor began to preach, teach. Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. As a new convert, I'm sitting up front. I just can't wait to get back up. Well, just say anything about Acts chapter 2. Preach it, preach it! I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul! Just like the Bible says! No, there's only one God. I'm not confused. Preacher. All of a sudden, the man of God asked the whole church the challenge. How many of you want to be a man or a woman after God's own heart? Lord, everything in me. I only have to pray about that. I know this answer. Yes, Jay Billy! I want to be a man after God's own heart. And he followed it with this command. If you want to be a man after God's own heart, he said, you reach out for the lost.
Amen.
Because that's where God's heart is at.
Amen.
I'm losing some shouters now. His business. You want to find the heart of God? You get out into the highways and the byways. God's heart is crying for the lost and dying in our cities. We haven't seen all the glory that God wants to reveal. You haven't prayed the last person through in your city yet. We must work while it is day. The night's coming. We'll be filled with regrets. I should have, I could have, if I would have.
Oh, God.
Our heart is crying for the abused, the molested, the broken, shattered, battered lives that we rub shoulders with from day to day. Without hearing their soul cry, I'm lost. I'm lost. Can anybody help me? I'm lost.
My Lord.
Sitting at a Starbucks down at my mom's in Southern Florida Tuesday, drinking some coffee, and a man comes by elderly man, probably close to 80, carrying his little radio and his Budweiser, tall boy. He sits down at the table I'm at and starts cussing, talking perverted and filthy. So what do you think about that? I wouldn't even repeat the vulgarity that came from that man's heart. And I said, sir, you just need the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the answer. I mean, Jesus is what you need. You don't need that beer. You don't need that trash you've been talking to me about. You get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you just start seeking God and His righteousness, and all these things you're talking about will be added unto you. And that grown man puts that beer aside and looked at me, and I thought he was getting ready to cuss me out, but he started weeping. You're right. I know you're right. Can God really help me? Can God really change me? I know it the way I'm living. You're too good to reach down. Too busy. Too caught up with your own self-worth. You forgot the price of a soul. What would it profit a man if he gained this whole world? Go ahead and get your college degree. Nothing wrong with it. But witness to somebody while you're there. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not preaching against education. I would not have you to be ignorant. But if you can get education and not be about your father's business, you're hell bound. Drive your new car, but if it's too good to put a lost soul in it, get rid of it. Live in your new house, but if it's too good to give Bible studies in, the comforts and the accolades, the accomplishments of this life snuffed out in us. There's a lost in a dying world that's looking for an answer.
Come on, Elder.
Person we look at, we look in their eyes, we ought to be asking, are you lost? Are you looking for a way out of this glorious gospel? It can shine in the darkest recesses of your heart. Are you lost? And I can remember then, and this is what, if I feel I had anything for this conference, I feel God wants to baptize every one of us with a fresh anointing of burden for our neighbors, for our work associates, for our city, for our church. Amen. I believe there's saints in here. God wants to make you a mighty man of valor that'll lift up the hands of your pastor. When you leave this conference, you'll go back home and you'll understand it's not about me. It's bigger than me. There's a lost and dying city. Hey, pastor, you can count on me. God baptized us with the Spirit. That we would rescue a lost and a dying world. I love reading articles, whether it's coal miners in the hills that they have to dig out and rescue. I remember one story that really got my attention because I believe my firstborn was close to that age. Little Jessica in Midland, Texas, fell down a well. She's about 3 years old at that time. She's a grown woman now. But I can remember, it was so easy to put myself in those parents' shoes. Got to get that baby out of there. And I would read every article in the newspaper to try to keep up what was going on, because she was still alive and there was still hope. And I'm preaching to somebody tonight. Your city is still alive. Don't you let the devil tell you it's a burned over field. The devil's burned over. But
God is not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. I'm not talking about a charismatic clatter. I'm talking about real, genuine, apostolic repentance. There is hope. That's why God sent you to that city, so someone can hear. How can they hear without a preacher?
The devil can get you thinking it's over. He's won the battle. According to your faith, it's the way it's going to be. But if God could awaken us, is there hope for a tree when it's cut down? Let a little Holy Ghost blow in that tree. Just the scent of water can resurrect a city. Come on, it's time for us to be more soul conscious. This little baby's lost in the well, stranded, helpless. I can remember reading, and my heart was just at the edge of its seat. And the whole city welded together as one unified entity. Every shop that they recorded made available anything in our business that you need to get that little baby out of the well, you can have. People volunteered, stood in line. If you need any help, here I am. All my resources, my time. If you need anything, you, I'm at your service. We got to get that baby out of that well. Anything I have, you can own, you can borrow. If we can just get that baby out of there, she's more important than anything I own. I'd rather break a saw blade trying to get that helpless little life out of that well. And in the unified effort, it was just a few days. Cameras were flashing, headlines were changing. Rescue successful. Baby brought out of the well, doing fine, looking good, alive today. And here's what I feel on my heart tonight. If every child of God in this meeting could go back with the spirit of restoration, with an attitude of we got to seek and to save that which is lost. Hey, Pastor, it doesn't matter who's singing. Let's just get this city saved. It doesn't matter who's preaching. Let's just reach this city. Pastor, my car is your car. My house is your house. Whatever it takes, we've got to rescue. Doesn't matter who's going to get the credit. Let's just get that soul out of that well. What would happen if you unified behind your pastor? Let God fill us with a burden and a compassion as He sees it. Jesus sitting at the well. That car. Bible said he was weary. Wearied in his journey. He was tired. He was exhausted. He was weary. The disciples evidently felt that he was malnourished. They went to buy meat. Left him there. While he was sitting there, the woman that had five husbands and was shacked up at the present time comes by, being wearied in his journey. He said he sat thus at the well, sat that way at the well, weary. God can relate to where we're at tonight.
Amen.
Appreciate that. The other said, it's just too much. It's just too much. Let's just build two calves right here. It's too much. No, it's not enough. We're not doing enough. Let me hit some of you bruises right between the eyes. We could play football all day long. We could play basketball all night long.
We can leave church and go shoot some hoops. Not be tired, just get out there, love doing it, but let your pastor say, we're going to be in revival this week. Huh? Yeah, I got to work, and I got this, and I got all. Shut up and get your spirit right. Somebody needs to be rescued. You ought to thank God your pastor has a burden for the lost.
Man. Why? Man, I better be careful. I might break my neck tonight trying to be 18 again. Oh, man, that wrestling coach said, get out and give me.
What color is my uniform, coach? What you want me? And then you get an attitude at your pastor. When he tells you, hey, we're apostolic, you got to dress this way. You need to be in the prayer room before church. Come on, give me 25, will you? Give me 20. Get in that prayer room. Let's have to.
I'm so tired. Get toward the end of service. Everything in there is yawning. You maybe see it. Somebody get anointed and just yawn real good. Oh, Jesus. Start getting quiet. I just decided God gave me a harder head than the people I pastor. I said I was ready to stop, but since you want me to, I got another hour coming on. We're going to break the spirit. You're not going to rule the pulpit in this church. That's not the will of God. You can go out and shoot basketball till midnight. We can win souls till midnight. We can run the aisles till midnight. You ain't as tired as the devil's telling you you're tired.
Then, praise God. May be seated. Thank God for a pastor that wants to see God move in your church. This instant push button, pop up, pop tart generation wants an instant revival and an instant move of God and instant glory to come. Sometimes you gotta tarry at the altar. Sometimes you gotta pray with moanings and groanings. There's a thing called intercessory prayer that's almost extinct in the ranks of Pentecost. What happened to the intercessors? Where's the moaning and groaning? Where's the on fire prayer rooms? Yeah. A prayed down move of God, not a manufactured move of flesh. We must be about our Father's business, and he sat that way. Went out of his way, must needs go through Samaria. Had to do it. I'm tired, I'm weary. But all of a sudden, when that woman came, amen, Jesus said, give me to drink. What are you doing talking to me? You shouldn't be talking to me, and I won't get into racism tonight. I don't think. Surely there's nobody prejudiced in here, because this is an apostolic church. Surely we don't think we're too good to reach out. Surely we don't think we're too good to have dealings. Oh, I am going to hit it a little bit. Let me ride that just a little bit. Everybody's prejudiced. Don't put it on one culture. Every culture has its idiots. You may not want to admit your culture has idiots, but it does. Take my word for it. But we're not going to judge a race by some idiots. Every culture got their golden nuggets in it too. Every culture's got people that don't see color, race, or culture.
You all took that too good. I'm going to go on. You all took that too good. I like to do that and hit a rut so I can just keep on bearing down. If you have this with respect to person, you commit sin. Racism is a sin. If you have this faith with respect to person, ye do commit sin. Oh, I did hit a little stump. Hey! Welcome to Store 2004. We don't think like that anymore. Take a good look around. You may be seated. My pastor, he was white, but he didn't know that. He was convinced he was a black man. He didn't want to hear it. Us black folks started coming and getting the Holy Ghost. My God, I did not know I was going to do this tonight. How many are still with me? We didn't. God is no respecter of persons. He started filling us black folks with the Holy Ghost the same way he filled the white folk with the Holy Ghost. And it wasn't really the white folks in town. They jumped on the racism a little later, but at first it was the black folk. They jumping all over. Well, what's up going down serving that white man? Excuse me? I ain't serving no white man. I'm serving God. But for your information, I don't care what color the man is, as long as he's telling me the truth. That's why I'm attending that church, is because the man's preaching the truth. Baby, see, didn't he raised us like that. We don't see colors, we see souls. Whosoever will, let him come through those doors. That's why we got over 23 different nationalities represented in that one local assembly. Because whosoever will is welcome. Maybe see it now that I'm passionate. I've had new converts come to me. Ooh, Pastor, my mom said she'll never come to this church because you're a black man. I do the reverse role of Brother Westberg. When you would tell him he was white, he go, who told you that? How you know I'm white? So every now and then I do the reverse role. I use reverse psychiatry. Who told you I was black? A pastor used to get up and say, it's so good to see some black faces in this audience. See some of our black faces. We need you poor, pitiful Caucasians. So I get a little reverse psychology now. I'm seeing if the black folks got as much victory as the white folks had. I said, oh, it's so good to see some white faces out there. And we used to shout when the... Sin is sin no matter whose heart it is in. None of us have a right. None of us can justify bitterness and hatred. But the bishop, he raised us. We don't see skin color. We deal in souls. So now I just called back home to see how things were going. And there's a city called Chapman, 11 miles west of Junction City, kind of southwest. And they moved there because there's too much minority in Junction City. And they move out there because they don't want to be in that environment. And they don't want their kids raised in that environment. And it's so bad. A soldier was stationed to Fort Riley, and he goes with some of his friends to that city, and they go swimming, and he jumps in the pool, and everybody gets out. He was just a little too dark for that swimming pool. We'll find out how much victory you do have. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the devil that put that hatred in your heart. And that's the way that city is. They didn't want nothing in there that wasn't them. And I just called back. I got a man in the altar bringing his two kids. Sat in my office the other night. He says, I'm from Chapman. He said, you was preaching, you were right, you were right. You was preaching that racism. That used to be me, but I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost so bad. Whosoever will, it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter.
Hallelujah.
Call my brother said he wants to get baptized in Jesus' name. I said, baptize him. He called me back. He said, Pastor, he said, you're the one that preached this gospel to him. He's going to wait till you get home. He wants you to baptize. Go ahead and get strung up on your racism. But as for the rest of us, we're going to reach out to the lost. God can pour out his spirit upon all flesh. So here, Jesus, sitting there, well, what are you doing dealing with me? I'm reaching for your soul, ma'am. If you knew who it was that was speaking to you, you'd ask me, I got some water you can drink, and you'll never thirst again. Give me that water. I don't care what kind of a life they've been living. Let's reach out for the lost. I don't care what side of town they come from. Just bring them to the house of God. We don't care what their background is. It's not the background. One drop of blood, just one drop of blood, can wash away any background. This God is not intimidated by sin. Give them a chance. Here begins to minister this lady, and she's fired up. She's going to go tell the whole city. Disciples come back, and I've read all the, not all the commentary, but a lot of them, all the different translations and Greek connotations, and I'm still just going to believe what I think, but they kind of was wondering, Jesus, what are you doing talking to this woman?
Right.
But they didn't want to say nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I think me and you are the only two that's still saved, and I'm not so sure about you. She went on. Jesus touched her heart. Of a woman that was a key to the city. The disciples said, okay, Jesus, now come on and eat. And all of a sudden, being wearied and thirsty, it wasn't that way. And he said, hey, look, you don't know, I got meat to eat that you don't know of. It's time for revival. It's time to reach the lost. I just got through ministering to a lady. Hey, you get ready. It's getting ready to rain in this city. Amen. That woman has a heart to live for God. And she's going to go bring the rest of this city up. Come on. It's time for us to be about our Father's business. Jesus followed that up with, don't you say 4 months, then cometh the harvest. I'm telling you now, lift up your head. Lift up your eyes. Fields are white already. Somebody wants to be saved. Someone wants the Holy Ghost. In closing tonight, are you lost? Are you lost? Grandma and Grandpa reading the Bible, family Bible. Grandpa turned to Grandma and said, Ma, if this Bible is right, we're wrong. But he didn't stop reading. He kept on reading. Ma, if this Bible is right, we're lost. But he didn't stop reading. They kept on reading. He said, Ma, if this Bible is right, we can be saved. Got good news for somebody in here. If you are lost, there's a God in this building that came to seek you out tonight. I don't care how you showed up, you don't have to leave that way. You can be singing Amazing Grace on your way home tonight. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Here, little lamb. Here, little lamb. Where are you? God will leave the 99 tonight. Somebody in here needs God. I'm missing that little voice in the prayer room. Where are you, little lamb? Here, little lamb. Where are you? Are you lost? Are you lost? Where are you? I've left the 99. I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. This glorious gospel, this ministry that was given to us, is good news. It didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through this truth could be saved. I come to save. It's a coin. There's a coin in this house somewhere. Let's get some Holy Ghost in here. Let's light this place up with some anointing. Somebody sitting in here looking apostolic from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, but they're lost in the house. What a ministry. Not a ministry of condemnation, but a ministry of reconciliation. Be ye reconciled under Christ. Are you lost? You backslid? Are you lukewarm? Have you lost your prayer life in the house? You lost your appetite. You're dying of hunger. You're dying of thirst by the rivers of living water. Are you dying of thirst? Come, come, whosoever will, come and drink freely. You backslid tonight. Welcome back to Father's house. It's time to party. The nightmare's over. It's time to come rejoice. Come rejoice with me. It's time to rejoice. Everybody in the building, please stand. Someone would come to the keyboard. Is it? My mom down Southern Florida every chance I get. Last time I was here, I believe it was in April, Florida. My mom took my little niece, she was 3 years old, to Walmart. When they came back to the house, they both had a real funny look on their face. said, Mom, what's the matter with y'all? I said, son, we were in Walmart. And I just got busy doing something, and I looked around, and Vanessa was gone. And she said, I began to panic. My mom is very hyper. She was raised as a child in World War II, dodged machine gun fire from Germany airplanes flying over on almost day to day, just running out in fields and running for her life. She's just very nervous, very high strung. She said, I panicked and I thought somebody kidnapped the baby. She said, I began to try to get help. And she said, all of a sudden, I heard a voice. Grandma! I want my grandma! And she said when she heard that voice, something told her everything's going to be all right. That's my baby. She's not lost. I can hear her. She said when she got there, there was associates all work, associates all around. It's going to be all right. She didn't want to hear, Grandma! And Grandma, when she didn't know it, she just keep crying. Keep screaming, Grandma's coming. Grandma! It's going to be all right, little girl. We're going to fight. Grandma! She didn't want to hear what the, Grandma! I want my grandma! Shut up, blind Barnaby. I'm not Jesus! That baby wanted to hear that familiar voice. No other voice was going to comfort her. No other voice was going to suffice. I'm telling you tonight, are you lost? Don't you let no devil in hell calm you down. Don't you pacify your conscience and put it off. You need to cry out, Jesus! Devil don't want you crying tonight, but God wants to hear, little lamb. Hear, little Jesus! Something inherent within that three-year-old child told her within her own self, I'm lost. Every alarm system that was naturally placed inside of her being began to go off, I'm lost. And if an infant three-year-old child can discern not being in the proper hands, how much more tonight? In this congregation, you're out here. You're out there. Don't you let no spirits calm you down. Cry out. And the more the devil tries to restrain you, cry out that much the more. Amen. Don't take me. Just I got a Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other. Jesus. So you're lost. These altars are open. You don't have to leave here lost. You're backslid. Welcome home. You're lukewarm. The fires are burning. Amen. Are you losing ground? You can gain ground tonight. Amen. Do you sense within yourself, I'm not where I need to be? Jesus! God bless you. Turn in the service.